From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A ceasefire goes into effect in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry declared it may be the last chance to preserve the country fractured by 5 years of civil war.
The earliest reports are that there's some reduction in violence, as well as a few reports of fighting here and there.
Kerry says it's too early to know if the ceasefire announced by the U.S. and Russia on Saturday will be effective. Russia's foreign ministry says humanitarian aid to the Syrian city of Aleppo would start immediately. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says she is feeling fine and getting better as she recovers from pneumonia at her home outside New York City. Clinton canceled campaign appearances Monday and Tuesday in California. She's been diagnosed with pneumonia. She was diagnosed on Friday, but reporters had been kept in the dark about it. Her health problems came to light Sunday when she left a September 11th anniversary event early and nearly collapsed while being helped into her car. A spokesman said Monday the campaign could have handled the health issue better. The U.S. and its allies have responded to North Korea's fifth nuclear test conducted on Friday with calls for new sanctions. China is giving off ambiguous signals about whether it will support any additional action against its traditional ally. The Croatian Democratic Union won parliamentary elections Sunday but did not gain enough votes to rule without a coalition. Nearly complete returns show the Conservative Party winning 61 seats of the 151-member Croatian parliament. The Liberal Social Democrats finish next with 54 seats, followed by the Most Party with 13 seats. The Croatian Democratic Union must now try to form a coalition. This is VOA News. Voters in Belarus went to the polls Sunday in a legislative election marred by irregularities. 484 candidates, most of them current government officials, competed for 110 lower house seats. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe monitored the vote. Kent Harstedt is an OSCE special coordinator.
In the run-up to these elections, the authorities made a number of promises and regarding transparency of the process, on which they delivered partially, but insufficiently.
The OSCE said while the vote was efficiently organized and there were visible efforts to address some longstanding issues, a number of what it called systematic shortcomings were once again apparent. A human rights group says it has found evidence of war profiteering by some of South Sudan's top political leaders. Actor George Clooney and activist John Prendergast, the co-founders of a rights group called The Sentry, shared the findings Monday at a news conference in Washington. The report accuses South Sudanese President Salva Kiir, former first vice president Riek Machar, and South Sudanese generals of stealing millions of dollars from state coffers.
This morning, we're prepared to give evidence of massive criminal behavior by the president of South Sudan and by his opposition, the ousted vice president of South Sudan, and their generals.
That was George Clooney. The report says the stealing began in 2005 when a peace agreement paved the way for the South's independence from Sudan. The Philippine president says he wants all U.S. forces out of his country's south, where they have been advising local troops battling Muslim extremists. Rodrigo Duterte spoke before newly appointed government officials on Monday.
They have to go in Mindanao. Maraming mga puti doon. They have to go. Now, I do not want a rift with America, but they have to go.
It is the first time Mr. Duterte has publicly opposed the presence of American troops in the country. He did not set a deadline or say how the withdrawal would proceed. The State Department characterized his comments as unhelpful. A spokesman said the U.S. has not received any official communication on the matter and remains committed to its alliance with the Philippines. Afghan officials say security forces Monday killed two suicide bombers, ending a two-hour siege at a hospital in Kandahar. The gunfight also left an officer of Afghanistan's intelligence agency dead. A hospital spokesman said patients, their attendants, and staff were not harmed. Gulf Arab states have expressed concern over a bill passed by the U.S. Congress. That bill would allow families of the victims of 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S. to sue the Saudi government for alleged support of terrorism. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.